Blinken met via video conference Wednesday with ministers from Britain, Cyprus, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, the European Union, and the United Nations to discuss the new maritime corridor for aid into Gaza. Blinken said once it's completed, the corridor will enable the distribution of up to 2 million meals every day, as well as medicine, water, and other critical humanitarian supplies. But he said Israel must make the welfare of Palestinian civilians a priority.
Look to the government of Israel to make sure that this is a priority. Protecting civilians, getting people the assistance they need. That has to be job number one, even as they do what is necessary to defend the country and to deal with the threat posed by Hamas.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
President Joe Biden will travel to Michigan's premier bellwether county of Sigano as he looks to shore up support in the key battlefield state ahead of a November rematch against Donald Trump. He started a two-day swing through Wisconsin and Michigan in Milwaukee on Wednesday as he tried to shore up a Democratic blue wall and build momentum for his re-election campaign after a fiery State of the Union address last week.
My predecessor, who failed the most basic duty any president owes the American people, the duty to care, just to care. In my view, that's unforgivable. I came to office determined to uphold the duty that gets us through one of the toughest periods in our nation's history. And we have. And now we're building a future America full of possibilities.
This is VOA News. A proposal to install new leaders in Haiti appears to crumble after political parties rejected the plan to create a presidential council that would manage the transition. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
I actually posed this question to the Pentagon press secretary, Major General Pat Ryder, yesterday, and I asked him, I said, ships keep getting hit. Do you have enough resources in the Middle East to protect them? And his response, he didn't directly answer me, but he did say that the U.S. feels that it has enough in the region to protect. But he said if more is needed, that the U.S. isn't the only one that needs to step up here. There are allies that can commit crews and military weaponry and ships as well.
Apologies for that mix-up. A proposal to install new leaders in Haiti appears to crumble after political parties rejected the plan to create a presidential council that would manage the transition. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The panel would be responsible for choosing a new interim prime minister and council of ministers. Jean-Charles Moïse, an ex-senator and presidential candidate who's teamed up with former rebel leader Guy Philippe, announced his rejection of the proposed council backed by the international community. It was hoped that the council would lead the way down a new path for the Caribbean country that has been overrun by gangs. The violence has closed schools and businesses and disrupted daily life across the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Gustav Nyquist had a goal and an assist, and the Nashville Predators extended their points streak to 13 games with a 4-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets on Wednesday night. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Predators' 4-2 win over the Jets gives Nashville a 13-game point streak. Gustav Nyquist had a goal and an assist as the Preds moved to 11-0-2 during their streak. Jason Zucker, Philip Forsberg, and Kiefer Sherwood also scored. Roman Josi had two assists, and UC Saros turned back 27 shots. Winnipeg scored two third-period goals, breaking the ice on Alex Iafallo's tally. Connor Hellebuck stopped 34 shots for the Jets, who remained 2 points off the Central Division lead. Nashville moved 3 points clear of the Kings and Knights for the first wild card in the West. I'm Dave Ferry.
SpaceX's Starship, a futuristic vehicle designed to eventually carry astronauts to the moon and beyond, was poised for a third uncrewed test launch on Thursday that Elon Musk's company hopes will carry it farther than before, even if it ends up exploding once again in flight. In Washington, VOA News, Nabil Biagio.